This is the Shape America podcast, hosted by Colin Brooks
and Matt Pomeroy, making 50 million strong by 2029.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Shape America podcast. On today's show, we've got some special guests here to discuss the National Board certification, teacher certification, which is a great topic, which we haven't had much of an opportunity to talk about on the show at all. And you know what? It's an important and valuable tool and asset to health and physical education teachers everywhere. So we're going to have just a conversation about our experiences, because everyone on this podcast, myself, Colin Brooks, and our two guests have been certified. So, hey, Terry, I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to you. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
My name is Terry Drain. I teach elementary physical education at Vintage Hill School in Pleasanton, California. And I first certified in 2003 and recertified in 2013. And I am also a member of the Shape America Board of Directors.
And I'm Matthew Bassett. I'm a K-8 physical education teacher in West Covina, California. I'm just outside of Los Angeles, and I certified in 2011.
Awesome. So definitely some experience with the process here. And, you know, we've been chatting a lot about lately, Terry and I, and Terry with others, just about, you know, how do we, there's a lot of National Board certified physical education teachers out there, but, you know, one of the things we'll be talking about too is, you know, how do we get them more involved with Shape America, or, you know, what does it mean to be a National Board certified physical educator as far as teacher leadership and so forth. But before we get into all that, I'm going to have a question for both Terry and Matt. You know, what is the National Board certified teaching process? What is it to you? And we'll start with that.
Okay, well, National Board certification is a voluntary advanced teaching credential that goes beyond state licensure. It takes 1 to 3 years, and it's a rigorous process where teachers complete a number of portfolio entries and assessment, and provide evidence that they've met these high and rigorous standards for what accomplished teachers should know and be able to do.
That was a really awesome definition. I'm not sure I can improve too much. For me, I think it was a long process where I had to analyze a lot of my own teaching. I challenged my own teaching practices and styles, and it challenged me to do better as a teacher.
Thanks to both of you. So yeah, Terry did a great job of defining that. So the National Board process has gone through a fair amount of changes in the past couple of years, and it has changed the old language, which will be unfamiliar to new people. The old language was entries, and now we've moved to what we call components, and there's four components that we are now using. And also National Board certification. So every subject area has their own set of standards that are similar to the things that we do right now, but they are a tad bit different. So if you're really interested, obviously, I would recommend that you just Google National Board certification in physical education, and you'll pull up a bunch of different information there. And if you can't find it, you can definitely contact one of the three of us, and we can walk you through some things. But so that's basically a really brief overview of what it is. So let's just talk a little bit about both of your, you know, Matt, you started this, but let's talk a little bit about the journey for both of you. You know, where did it start? Why did you do it? And just kind of elaborate from there.
Well, my journey was a little longer. Mine, I guess, if I was to backtrack, started in about 2007 when California released their standards. I kind of got lucky and got into the subject matter project from that. I was asked to be a part of this cohort to be National Board certified. That's where I got to meet, like, Terry Drain myself, and I got to meet other people like Star Green, Kate Cox, Stephanie Sasaki, who just really helped guide me and set the path for me to get onto national board. For me, it was a huge journey where I challenged a lot of my core beliefs. The two that I can think of the most was thinking about how I grade students. And I think the second thing that really made a huge impact with just the conversations and trying to get where I needed to go was learning something called backwards design for the first time. And it just made the biggest difference in what I was looking for my students, but then translated into getting a lot more out of my students.
Well, my journey started in 2002 when I got a new vice principal who was board certified, and she was trying to recruit some teachers to join a cohort in our district to become national board certified. So without knowing a lot about the process, I signed on. I knew it was a vehicle for recognizing accomplished teaching. At that time, I knew it was going to be a lot of work, that it was a rigorous process, but that's about it. So I wasn't quite sure what I was getting myself in for. And what I soon discovered, the other teachers in the cohorts were elementary classroom teachers. I soon discovered that I really was on my own, and I was needing to have teachers in my own content area to bounce ideas off and work with, and I was just kind of lacking that really, really important ingredient. And one thing saved me, and it was just a comment by Bonnie Monson, that there was a Yahoo group of teachers that met every Sunday night, physical educators, and I connected with them. Now, this is 2002. You can imagine how primitive our conversations were. I think we had to type in all our comments. But there was this group of certified teachers from Chicago, I think, and they ran this group, and for me, that was a lifeline. And I was able to make connections with people in my own content area. You know, the funny thing was, after I certified, it was another 2 years before I met a National Board physical education teacher in person. I think at the time in California, there were only three in elementary physical education. So that struck me as a really missed opportunity for the profession, that we weren't able to work together through this very incredible journey. And as Mark... Matt alluded to, it was quite a process. It was invigorating, it was intense, and at the same time it was incredibly humbling as I started to realize what I didn't know and identify gaps in my practice. So you become a reflective teacher and are forced to, or required to, you know, lay it all on the line and show, expose yourself in your practice and let other people judge it to see if it's meeting the standard. So, and that's really a hard thing to do. So it was quite character building, but it was an amazing experience, and I wouldn't have traded it in for anything.
Yeah, those are two pretty awesome stories. Just a little bit about my own. So in 2006, I had the opportunity to have a really good cooperating teacher by the name of Meg Greiner, who was really inspiring to me. So I spent a good 6 months with her, and she was a National Board Certified Physical Education teacher, and she kind of showed me the light of what physical education is, and I'm so grateful for that always. And just, you know, we go about till 2011, 2012, when I started working on my national board certification. It's kind of similar to Terry's scenario, where I did have a coach here in Bend, Oregon, where I live, who was a classroom teacher who just offered me her time and one other person in the district. However, they were not physical education teachers. So, and in fact, there's one or two others in Oregon that have their national board certification. So I was a little bit on my own as well, but I had some help along the way with some important things, such as, you know, looking at my writing and helping me, you know, through the process. So I guess, you know, it was like Terry said, it was very humbling, and the gaps are what get filled with your national board certification. I can attest that I feel that assessment is always, you know, been something that I want to constantly improve, something I'm not satisfied with. And I put so much time and energy into that component, that was my highest. It was a perfect score. My other scores weren't quite as high. So I think that that's just a kind of a testament of making a weakness a strength through this process. And I guess when I took a look at this, you know, having the opportunity, like, yeah, I feel like my teaching is accomplished. However, sorry, I lost my train of thought.
No, I think I know where you're going with that, Colin. That here's my where I think you were going. That, you know, you're so familiar with what the standards are for accomplished teacher. You've got this constant frame of reference in your mind that you're constantly comparing your practice to every day to see that if you've met that standard or not, and what you need to do to continue to learn and improve and, you know, moving forward as a professional.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I really wanted to see, you know, I thought my teaching was accomplished, but I really wanted to see, you know, what it was, if it really was. I wanted others to evaluate it. So just having the opportunity for that to happen was very helpful to me, and just going through such a reflective process for sure. So enough about my story here. So, you know, we talked a little bit about our journey, but part of this process, you know, everyone's listening to this thinking, hey, I'm thinking about this. Why should I do it? We've told a little bit about it, but can we talk a little bit about the ups and downs? Like, cause I think that's an important part of this. You know, what were some of the high points or low points that, you know, that both of you maybe had?
Well, it was a massive amount of work and needed to be, for me anyways, my number one priority. It was like having a second job. And so it took a lot of time. But I guess that was a negative, but it was also a positive in that it's job-embedded professional development, and it just became—I just became so focused and consumed with it, always trying to figure out a way to generate evidence that would indicate that I was achieving the standards. And I'd try something and it wouldn't work, or I wouldn't be satisfied, so I'd try it again. You know, like I said before, it was totally invigorating. So, you know, a plus and a minus. It does become your number one priority, but. You know, it's an incredible ride.
Yeah, for me, I agree. The workload was amazing. I think Terry told me it was going to take about 300 hours to certify that first time. And I just kind of laughed it off like, no, it's not going to take that much. But all the little tiny details that you have to put in, it adds up real quick. You know, I was getting to work pretty early every day, spending an hour, hour and a half almost every day working on it. It just took a lot of time. I mean, for me, one of the biggest lows, to be honest, was that I missed the mark the first year. And it was some little tiny little things here and there, and I didn't always listen to the advice of the people that were there to help me. But it was a really good reflection because I was able to kind of pick myself up and push back, and I went and did a better job at showing my evidence the next time through. And it was a different experience because I didn't have to do everything again, but it allowed me to focus on a couple of things and really challenge myself and get back into what I needed to do.
Yeah, I think that a big part of this whole process is you have to be gritty. You know, it is about that growth mindset. And I think that a fear that people have is the fear that of what happened to you, Matt, and the fact that you had to go back. But I mean, from what you say, I believe that, you know, that was part of the whole process for you. And you learned a lot by having to go through that again. Would you agree?
Yeah, I liked to go through it again. The cohort that Terry led was all physical education, and there was a lot of work there with content, and I was able to challenge myself to improve a lot in what I was doing. What was nice was the second year I ended up having to find a local cohort, and I was one of three PE teachers out of 50, and it was really cool because I could go in and show one of their leaders, here's my writing. And they could look over it and not have any clue what I was talking about, but would point out very specific things to me. You need to fix this because this isn't showing me what you need to do. So it was really cool because I got to see in that two-year process for me, the process from a PE side, but also national board side. And that really went, I think that really saved me the second year, getting that from somebody that says, I don't understand the content, but here are things that you can make your writing better for.
Yeah, it definitely, the whole process is going to improve your writing skills, which is a necessary skill, you know, for any teacher. So, I mean, I did have my fair share of ups and downs, too. I mean, there was a few points where, you know, a lot of us and, you know, me, I was like, you know, is this worth it? You know, do I want to devote this much time to something such as this when I already, you know, I want to believe that I'm doing a good job. But yes, the answer is yes. As soon as I got done with the process, I was able to reflect on that, and it was most certainly worth every ounce of time I put into it. Just something I want to mention too right now about the national board process is it's been through a lot of revamping, as I kind of talked about a little bit ago. And with that, the process is kind of a little bit more friendly as far as time goes. If you're a person who desires to do it in 1 year, well, yeah, I mean, that's a possibility for you and you can do that. However, you're going to be pretty consumed in the process. But you can spread it out over the course of 3 years now, which is quite handy. And I would, if you're a really busy professional that's thinking about this, you know, you're busy with a family, that's a good option. And National Board kind of opened the door up for that. So that, I mean, if you don't think you have enough time, I believe that you could, with good time management, over 3 years, if you were being able, if you were able to spend the time doing that. So with that, we've talked a little bit about this, but let's be kind of more specific. So how do you think, what are some specific examples both of you can think about as how this has impacted student learning within your classroom? Because that's obviously the crux of what we do as physical educators.
Right. Well, absolutely. It got me to understand and realize that the importance of everything needed to be for a reason. Purposeful instruction, and the purpose was to contribute to the student learning of the standards and developing the skills, knowledge, and attitudes to be physically active and healthy. So that was definitely number one takeaway. And then also flipped the way I think about learning so that it's student-centered and not teacher-centered. And instead of, I think as my previous mindset was, you know, what am I teaching today, became what are the students going to learn today? And I think that's a huge shift in thinking. And whereas you used to blame the students, I think, when they didn't learn, and then I realized, oh, no, that is absolutely my responsibility. I've got to do everything I can to make sure every student can learn, differentiate instruction, provide opportunities for them to experience success at their level. Without a doubt, those two things, I think, are the biggest impacts on student learning.
I think for me, just having that end goal in mind, looking at the learning objectives, I was focusing on our state standards that were not too terribly old at the time. Keeping the end goal in mind while I was planning things, and then preparing my students every day and what my choices were for activities to get them ready for the end goal. That alone just changed the dynamics of what I was teaching and how I was teaching. And people at my work started to notice something was different about my class at that point. And it was just because I was focusing on the end goal a lot instead of just like, well, today we're going to start here and then we're going to build and eventually we'll get to the end. It was kind of that backwards thinking that I hadn't been used to before.
That's awesome. It's cool to hear, when people take note of what's going on in your classroom and they can see that difference. That's great. That's great feedback. And that's really cool. Kind of for me, like I talked about, this is the assessment piece is really what kind of improved for me. And just the amount that I reflected on student learning definitely increased a lot. This whole process makes you reflect. And then when you think you're done reflecting, you reflect more and then you do it some more. So it's really important, and it's amazing how much that improves your practice. So as a teacher, and improves that student learning. So moving on to another question. Obviously, something that I've noticed about both of you is that you're both teacher leaders, right? And what do you think this national board process means to teacher leadership? And do you think that it's helped increase the amount of teacher leadership that both of you have participated in?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think if you weren't a leader before you begin the process, you will be by the time you leave. There's actually standards related to advocacy and leadership that you need to address and provide evidence that you're dealing with. It's embedded in the whole process. The goal of the National Board is to transform education through these leaders that are being created through National Board certification. It's a great graphic I saw today on the National Board website, where it starts off with a pre-service teacher that begins the novice teacher, the professional, then board certified, and then the next step after that is a teacher leader and a school leader. So it just shows, you know, where it is in the continuum. So I think personally for me, what the process gave me was confidence to stand up and know that I knew what I was talking about. And to take that risk that you're not always comfortable with when you have to address a board or an administrator or a parent or whoever it is to advocate for your kids or your program or whatever it is that you're doing.
Yeah, for me, I noticed that at the time, entry number 4 asked to be a teacher as a leader. And one of the things that I did was to step out of my comfort zone, and I started to present at the state CAPERD meetings. And it was really interesting because I was kind of scared to do it at the point. I had 2 sessions that first year. I had 8 people show up to one. I expected a whole lot more. And then the other one that I didn't expect anybody to show up to, there were 50. But it really got my feet under me and got to the point where I'm just every year pretty much presenting all the time. And because of National Board, there's other things that I'll get called for and asked to give some input, provide some expertise. Just to get myself out there a little bit more, to be an advocate. It's been really challenging. And, you know, I know National Board, it kind of forced that out of me, but it was a really cool thing to kind of get started from there.
Yeah, it does lay that foundation, that teacher leadership foundation. And it does give you a lot of opportunities, you know, so there will be some opportunities where, you know, if you're a National Board certified teacher, you know, there might be some people that you have their ear a little bit more, some people that you're advocating for, you know, wherever that may be. So that's a really valuable tool and asset as a teacher leader to be able to say that, you know, hey, I'm a National Board certified teacher. I've put myself through this vigorous process, and you know, I can consider myself an accomplished teacher because of that, and here's my opinion on whatever. So I think that's a really valuable tool, and you know, just the model that Terry, you were discussing, it's kind of exciting to kind of look at that and start at a pre-service and work your way through. And I see, you know, a lot of colleagues that are National Board certified teacher, and that's right where they're at. I mean, that's a really accurate measure of where they are. So that's awesome.
Yeah. You know, I just want to add one thing to that, Colin, is the whole process made me examine my beliefs and, you know, what is the purpose of physical education? And you know, I don't know how much I thought about it before, but I came away with the fact that, you know, every child has the right to learn, how to move and take care of their bodies. And if we don't stand up for them, who's going to? It's kind of that, like, if not you, then who? And it's not always a comfortable position to be in, where you've got to step up and advocate for the kids in the program. But if you don't do it, who else? Who else is going to? So I just felt like this huge responsibility that we have to become leaders, even if we're not entirely comfortable with it all the time.
Yeah, and I feel like if we want to have confident movers in our class and to promote lifetime physical activity, we as teachers need to be willing to step out of our comfort zones, not only as teachers, but in what we teach. And I know that that's been one of the big things, is I'm not scared to try something new. I'm willing to look at something and go, that was an epic failure in my class, but how can I get better at it as a teacher, and how can I help my students more? And that was just something that has come with the confidence through National Board.
Sure, sure. You know, when you get teachers that want to come and observe you, and that would always make me very nervous. But after you videotape yourself as many times as you have to for National Board, it becomes no big deal. And like you said, Matt, fail forward, right? And if someone comes to observe you and it's not going well, well, you know what? That's probably a good thing for them to see. It's not always pretty, and that's how we learn and get better.
And I think that kind of, those are some awesome points by both of you, and I think that kind of addresses maybe some individuals' fears, the health and physical education teachers out there, like my video. I can't imagine videoing myself and my teaching. You know, I have to come up with this perfect lesson. All the students, none of them, you know, can do anything wrong, and all these things. That's, you know, it's a misconception of what's happening. You video yourself You know, I videoed myself very unperfectly, my teaching, and then it just gives you an opportunity to discuss, you know, what went well, and then what you would do differently, and talk about some very specific things. And that's kind of, that's the whole process, is of you reflecting when you videotape yourself. It's not like I am going to videotape myself 100 times and hopefully one of them will work out, where, you know, that's actually not the process. So I think both Matt and Terry kind of addressed that well, like that failing forward point that you both said.
Yeah, one of my entries, the videotape, in my opinion, didn't go very well. But with the reflection process, it was actually one of the higher scored entries that I had. And it really came down to what happened, what can I do better, what would I do differently in the future?
Exactly. That's what it's all about. I mean, if one thing that's made me think about is like, wow, what if I reflected like that every day? I mean, in a perfect world, I would, and my teaching would be so much perfect. And that's something that I always... I'm striving to do is reflect, but just think if we all spend a little bit more time reflecting on what we did daily, how powerful that is. So moving on, just a couple questions about, you know, with Shape America and how it relates to the National Board Certified teaching process. So first of all, obviously our huge initiative of Shape America is 50 million strong by 2029. And, you know, I personally believe that, I'm just going to share mine and then let these guys share theirs. I personally believe that teacher leadership is a crux and it's a must. I think that if any kind of initiative that we have anywhere has to start within the classroom with the physical education teachers and how they're teaching, it has to start with the content and teaching and how we're doing it. And I believe that a certification like the National Board process is exactly what 50 Million Strong needs. So as far as both of you go, what do you think?
No, I couldn't agree with you more, Colin. I think the National Board and 50 Million Strong share similar goals. You know, 50 Million Strong is about empowering students to be physically active and healthy through effective physical education and health programs. But we're not there yet. We've got a ways to go. We've got to elevate the profession. We've all got to move forward, turn the ship around, and you know, start doing a better job. And that's exactly what National Board Certification is about. It's about transforming teaching and advancing the quality of teaching and learning. So, you know, they go hand in hand. I think it's a win-win for us to promote National Board Certification within Shape America.
Yeah, I think National Board Certification would help the 15 Million Strong Initiative because it makes you a more confident teacher. And it also makes you a more active leader. When you are able to focus on what your students' needs are and you can help them, it helps them become more confident leaders, more confident movers, basically physically literate students.
It's really any time that we can improve our content and what's being taught, it's going to greatly, you know, increase the success that our students is going to have, because it's all about our students and it's all about the grassroots level was 50 million strong. So, Terry, you're doing some pretty cool things, you know, as a board of director with National Board Certified Teachers. Can you share a little bit about kind of your vision for what that is and where you see it going?
Yeah, sure. I've always, well, you know, just to go a little bit back with my story, what got me to my first national convention was a letter from AFERD saying that National Board teachers were going to be recognized. And that was back in New Orleans, so 2003. And I never forgot that. I think that's, you know, what got me involved at the national level to begin with. And I think our National Board teachers are an untapped resource for Shape America. So I want to, you know, get them involved in you know, as best we can. So we're doing a number of things with the help of Paula Kun. We are, those of you who are in Boston may have noticed during one of the general sessions that National Board certified teachers are recognized. We're trying to increase the profile and awareness of what National Board Certification is. We're going to work towards sending out letters of congratulations to all newly certified teachers. Our National Board teachers are being invited to participate in Shape America initiatives like the Mentor Match, to apply for councils and make presentations. And those of you who've been on exchange may have seen a message I sent out on Friday asking people to, email in that they support the formation of a special interest group for National Board Certification, that we need 50 members to indicate that they're interested. And what a special interest group is, a special community within Shape America that allows members with common interests to meet and share a network. So we're trying to get this started for not just National Board teachers, but candidates, potential candidates, and anybody out there who's interested in the process and, in fact, interested in high-quality professional development. So that's what we got going. We have a few other ideas for how we can work together to encourage Shape America members to become candidates, to support our members who are candidates, and to reach out outside of Shape America and get those National Board teachers who aren't members yet. They're probably members of their state organizations, but not Shape America members, to get them into Shape America so we can, you know, take advantage of everything they have to offer.
Thanks, Terry. And I think that's all a really, really good start. And I think it's a fantastic thing to do. And that special interest group is really going to get us going. So thanks for all your work on that. And that's another thing. So we can get some contact information for Terry. I know there's a lot of different ways you can reach her. So if you're accessing this podcast through Podomatic or through the Shape America website, I would encourage you to look on the Shape America website at Terry's bio so you can contact her about some more information about that. And you're obviously more than welcome to contact me as well. And I can help you out and point you to Terry and so forth. So I have one more question for both of you. So if you were the person that's listening to this podcast, pondering this, like, you know, I want to do this. I want to take my teaching to the next level. Something that I think could do it could be the National Board Certified teaching process. What advice would you give a newbie to someone that's really thinking about this?
Well, I would recommend that they go to the webpage and they read the requirements and become very familiar with the process, and then have an honest conversation with significant others to make sure that they would be willing to give up the time that it's going to take for that to happen. And then also make sure that you do have the time. You don't have a bunch of things on your plate, which are going to be diversions and not allow you to spend the time that you need and are going to want to spend to engage in the process.
I think for me, if you wanted to get involved with it, the website is a great place to start, but I'd also talk with other teachers who have gone through the process or are just starting the process, because they'll be able to give you guidance and help you along your path and where you want to go and what you want to do. But also, like Terry said, just really focus on the time commitment. That 300 hours, I didn't believe, but I was probably over 300 hours by the time I was done. And it takes a lot out of you, and you have to stay very, very focused and committed over the long haul to get it done.
Yes, some very good sound advice. It's always good to start at home and think about your personal life and just see if you're going to have time for it. And, you know, I'm going to also recommend that you think about this. If you're really hesitant and you're really busy, that's one thing. But if you're really hesitant, I want you to consider maybe doing one component and just seeing what it's like. So, you know, it's the way the process is set up, like I was saying, is there's room for getting it done in 1 year or up to 3 years, which I'm not saying it's an easy process. However, it does open up the door for maybe a little bit more time for you and your family or whatever your situation is. So that's something to consider as you think about starting this process. So with that being said, we kind of, you know, just touched the tip of the iceberg on this podcast episode. And I guess I've worked with National Board candidates, and, you know, we go through the process and they're like, we still don't understand. And to my experiences, I didn't really understand until I read and I read and I read and I read. It takes a long time to take it all in, because it's, you know, when you take on a giant portfolio, right, and four different components within that, that's a lot of information. So I suggest you just start and look through the different components, breeze over one, I would start with someone within your building. If there's a National Board Certified teacher within your building, that's a great place to start. And then from there, you just kind of, if there's no one there, you can go to the district. And then if there's not anyone at the district, then you can look at your state and then start looking national. And all three of us in here are willing to talk to anyone about it. That's what's great about National Board Certified Teachers is everyone's willing to help out in any way that we can, because we really believe in the process and what it did for us. Yeah, I hope today's episode really helped. And then, yes, I would definitely encourage you to take a look at that National Board website, boardcertifiedteachers.org. And also, I just want to give a special thanks to Terry and Matt for spending a little bit of time explaining, you know, what it means to them and just chatting a little bit with me about it. So thank you both very much.
Thank you, Colin.
Thank you, Colin.
No problem. All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Shape America podcast. We'll see you next time.